Hey everybody, Adam Davidson. This is Radcast 37 on this Thursday, November 19th, 2015. The Old Testament reading for this coming Sunday comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. In this short passage, we have what are called the last words of David, the king of Israel. He has something to model for us and help us understand when it comes to following Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I'm going to read it and then just talk about three things. Like every pastor, I've got 3 points to make, but check this out. This is the word of the Lord, 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 through 7. These are the last words of David. The inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, "When one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. If my house were not right with God, surely he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part. Surely he would not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie." And that's the word of the Lord. David has three things going for us, and for himself, and something to show us as followers of Jesus. David is inspired, David is anointed, and David is disciplined. David is inspired. He sees that every word that comes to him is a word from the Holy Spirit, that as he leads and as he chooses the path of obedience to God, he does so with the help of the Holy Spirit, the inspiration, the giving of the Holy Spirit to this servant. We have the same thing today as followers of Jesus. Jesus ascended into heaven, but sent the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to come and to be with us. The presence of Jesus is with us right now, inspiring and shaping and speaking, breathing life into our souls. We too can be inspired by the presence of the Holy Spirit. David is anointed, which means that he has on himself a calling and an equipping to do something according to God's will and purpose. We have the same thing today as followers of Jesus, who have been called as saints and called as people who are rescued from sin and people who are given a new purpose and a new hope and a new life. And it's to be with God and to tell people about Jesus and to live the gospel out in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, and in the world. We all have that anointing, that something upon us that helps us to live life radically different and beyond our own mortal selves. It's the presence of God on each of us if we know Jesus. And then the third thing that David has is discipline. Now, that isn't discipline where God's mad at you and he, although David does end up being kind of disciplined because he has, like I said, a checkered past. He kind of messed up. But what a great story of God's redemption and grace, right? We have to be like David. David says, "If my house were not right with God, he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant. He wouldn't bring fruition to my salvation. He wouldn't grant my every desire." But it's important to note that David has this inspiration and this anointing, but then he himself practices keeping his household straight, in order. And so the questions I asked myself in prayer this morning, and you know what I mean, the questions that I prayed before the Lord was, "All right, Lord, is my heart, is my household right with you? Am I living according to your will? Is there anything there that needs to be gotten rid of? Any kind of thorns that need to be cut away?" And then when it comes to our household and our family, Lord, how are we reflecting your glory and your mercy in our lives as a family? And then in the things that I lead and that I'm entrusted to serve and to care for, Lord, where are our practices not aligning with your will? And how do we make it so that our household glorifies you? That's the discipline, the practice, the regular question and answer time before the Lord, where he's allowed to change us and to rearrange us. That's how David pulled it off. And you can tell a lot by a person's last words. And his, you know, like a good pastor, David has his last words and then says a bunch of stuff after that. But the point is this: we are reminded that David was a servant under now the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we are to be the same. Jesus is the King, and we are those who serve under him according to his purpose and by his inspiration.